CEO, I spun in Chicago Global Perspectives podcast series for AEPP 2019. I'm your host, Yue, and I'm currently enrolled in the LLM program at the law school. Today, we'll be exploring one of the most well-known street art characters in Chicago, the Beer Chap. So when exploring different neighborhoods in Chicago with my AEPP classmates, I ran into this cute beer for the first time. Spinning on an old building, it's very eye-catching because the mural is like two stories high. The beer is holding a cocktail, which really matches the vibe of Pilsen, a Mexican neighborhood. Well, at first I thought it might be created by some local artist in Pilsen. However, I bumped into this beer again in the West Loop last weekend. It's painted on the outside of a restaurant, and the beer is enjoying a slice of pizza. I can't help myself but wonder, like, are these murals created by the same artist? What's the story behind them? Does this beer somehow represent certain aspects of Chicago? So I did a little bit of research and I found out that this beer was called Beer Champ, and his creator is Puerto Rican artist JC Rivera, and JC is now based in Chicago. Well, he's not only a mural artist, actually he's really talented. He also has a working experience as a graphic designer, a cartoonist, and even a toy designer. Really talented guy. Well, the Beer Champ usually features yellow hair, tired looking eyes, and a pair of boxing gloves. It looks like that he has really warmed himself out after fighting so hard to be a champion of a boxing match. Well, luckily, he still has a recreation. In some Beer Champ murals like those I just mentioned, the beer is happily enjoying some food and drinks, having some fun. Well, maybe he's thinking about, oh, what a life after winning a champion. Well, I think a beer boxing champion is indeed a very unique idea, even in street art, and street art is like one of the most creative field of art. So how did JC come up with that? Like, what inspired JC to create Beer Champ? Well, according to an interview report by the Interior Defined Journal, JC said that he wanted to be a boxer when he was a kid, but sadly, his overprotective mother didn't support him to be a boxer. So although he had to give up his boxing dream in the real life, he still held on to that in his artwork. So that is how the Beer Champ came into being, and pretty obvious that is why in most of the Beer Champ murals, beer is wearing a pair of boxing gloves. I think basically the Beer Champ can be seen as kind of reflection of the artist himself, the part of the artist that still wants to be a boxer. But as JC has painted more and more Beer Champ murals, the idea behind this character has become more complex. In this interview, JC also talks about the inspiration for his murals. So the Beer Champ somehow represents how people are struggling in their mediocre life. Like, when things are not going as you wish, you still have to keep fighting for what you believe in. Even though sometimes you feel really, really tired, you feel too tired to give another punch, you still have to move on. Okay, so it looks like things are getting a little bit serious here, so let's move on to explore other aspects about this cute beer. So, let's talk about its relationship with Chicago. Like, why did JC choose Chicago to paint most of his Beer Champ murals? Maybe there's a special connection? Well, the major reason is actually quite pragmatic. In an interview done by the WGN TV, JC said that he had done a lot of research before he chose Chicago. He saw Chicago was a big city like New York and LA, but it was small enough that he could still have a chance to stand out. He has stood out, and in fact, not only in Chicago, but nationwide. So now there are about 30 spots where you can find a Beer Champ. Most of them are around the Loop, especially in the West Loop. And the one closest to your Chicago campus is the Pilsen one. My favorite one is the one in Logan Square. That's exactly the one in the cover page photo. Well, in that mural, Beer Champ, as you can see, has bandages all over his hands, and there's even a bandage on his head. Well, I think what's unique about this mural is that the Beer Champ, usually he looks quiet, relaxed, or looks tired. But in this mural, Beer Champ looks very determined. It seems like that he has to quit some kind of boxing match because he has some injuries, but he still didn't want to give in. So when you're looking at this movie, you can just feel power in it, which is really touching. Well, besides the Bear Tram, Chicago actually had many more interesting murals to be explored. Most of the Chicago murals are located in three neighborhoods, that is the South Loop, Wicker Park, and Pelson. And each neighborhood has its own features in terms of the murals. Like in South Loop, most of the murals are artwork of public art projects. And in Pelson, the murals are kind of more cultural and kind of about they want to fight against the gentrification process that is going on in Pelson. And in Wicker Park, the murals there are more about the hip-hop culture there. Well, even though it looks like the street art is really thriving here in Chicago, it doesn't mean that artists or amateurs, they can just paint any walls as they wish. And actually, it's quite interesting to see how to draw the line between street art and graffiti, or we may call it tagging. Well, street art is of course legal and even welcomed by people, but graffiti and tagging, they're illegal, they're vandalism. Actually, when street artists are creating their masterpieces, the city government is working very hard to remove the graffitis in the city. Actually, the city of Chicago has launched a graffiti removal program that encourages citizens to report illegal graffiti and tagging. In fact, one of the JC's Bear Champ work has been mistaken as graffiti and reported by a citizen and almost got erased. So here comes the question, how to draw this line? Should there be some rules regarding how to distinguish art from graffiti? Or maybe it's just depends on where it's painted. If it's painted on a permission wall, then it's fine regardless of the content. Or maybe it just should be decided case by case because it's so complicated. Well, I also did a little bit research on this issue, and I found that the city of Chicago had actually launched a street arts registration program. Basically, street artists, they can voluntarily register their artwork at the city government. If their application is approved by the city government, then their work is officially defined as street art and therefore protected by the city. So, still, the question exists, like, how to set the bar. Well, I'm actually not quite sure about how the city is going to deal with this issue, but in my point of view, I think a negative list can be kind of a compromise solution. A negative list is like you make a list of things that you should not do. Like, for example, the murals cannot contain any dirty words. The murals cannot be kind of a propaganda for again. So if none of these things in the list can be found in the mural, then this mural is fine, can pass the test, and it can be protected by the city. Well, I think this method can give the government at least some control, but still provide a lot of freedom for art creation. After all, it's all about the balance between regulating and encouraging art activities at the same time. So in conclusion, I think the street art has really become an important part of Chicago, and it has brought a lot of liveliness to this industrial metropolis. So I just want to remind of you that Chicago is not all about modern architecture, and I encourage you to explore the street art in Chicago and to unearth the stories behind its treasures. There's actually a website called Find Masa, where you can find the location of most of the street art in Chicago and other cities in the US as well. So this is the end of my podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And I hope someday maybe I can ring to some of you in front of a Bear Champ mural.